أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد بوأنا بني إسرائيل مبوأ صدق ورزقناهم من الطيبات فما اختلفوا حتى جاءهم العلم إن ربك يقضي بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 93 of Surah Yunus. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the Bani Israel. And Allah Ta'ala spoke about in the last verses the destruction of Fir'aun and then the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala upon the Bani Israel. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ بَوَّأْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Certainly we had granted a place to the Bani Israel, مُبَوَّأَ صِدْقٍ, an excellent abode. What was this abode? On the one hand, the drowning of Fir'aun. On the other hand, according to some commentators, the whole land of Egypt. But further, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given them Al-Quds. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given them the region of Palestine and a part of Syria that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon them, a land that they were desirous of. Allah Ta'ala had granted them. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And we had sustained them with طيبات, with things that are pure. And here Allah Ta'ala is making reference to the abundance of sustenance that was available for the Bani Israel. All of that was a ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, not forgetting the fact that they were enslaved, they were the slaves of Fir'aun. Now not only did Allah Ta'ala give them freedom, not only did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant them spiritual benefits, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also granted them the material benefits. But what happened to the Bani Israel thereafter? فَمَخْتَلَفُوا. They did not dispute. حَتَّى جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ. Until the knowledge had come to them. What is this knowledge that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed? On the one hand, Allah Ta'ala had granted them the Torah. And then Allah Ta'ala had sent an abundance of Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam upon them. And what was their dispute? Their dispute was that some of them wanted laxities, concessions, insofar as their deen is concerned. Others had other ideas with regards to their deen. And in this way, they began to differ with regards to the ilm that Allah Ta'ala had granted them by way of wahi. There are those groups of ulama that have said, yeah, al-ilm is actually in the meaning of al-ma'loom. Al-ma'loom, something that is known. That they deferred, hatta ja'ahum al-ilm, until the known personality had come to them. And this is more specific to the Bani Israel with regards to the fact that many, many of them had settled in the region of Madina Tayyiba, at that time known as Yathrib, but they identified Madina Tayyiba as the Darul Hijra of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they would say to the pagan Arabs that when this last Nabi comes, we will fight you and we will overpower you. And according to certain narrations, when they would make dua, they would even make dua through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the intermedia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, they began to defer. Some of them, a handful, had accepted. Majority of them rejected Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, inna rabbaka yaqdi bainahum yawm al-qiyamah. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between them on the day of qiyamah. Fima kanu fihi yakhtalifun, in the matters in which they had disputed, and that is with regards to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was on the one hand the Bani Israel insofar as the Yahud were concerned. When we look at the Nasara, a person by the name of Constantine had accepted Christianity. After he accepted Christianity, some and most of the ulama, most of the scholars, even Christian scholars said he was not sincere in his accepting Christianity. But in actual fact, what was Christianity? It was the same deen of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that was supposed to have continued. They began to change the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The result was that what was haram they made halal, what was halal they made haram, and in that way they began to dispute, and then they broke up into different firqas, different sects. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.